don't. I'm going to get you there. Yeah. Oh, maybe there's a switch here. Oh, it's all right. If it doesn't work, we can... Here. Okay, who'd like to give out the first song? Wow. Last time I opened Sunday school, I had to... Nobody put up their hand, so I had to skip the first one. We had to start with the second one. I think we better start with a girl, don't you? You tell us what song.
27.
That doesn't seem to work. That's all right. 27 it is. 27. Don't forget to check the back page because there's some real nice ones back there. 27. Okay. What if we sing the first and last verse, then we'll get more people to choose. Is that okay? 27, verse 1 and verse 6. My God, I have found the trespasser.
Number 6.
Did you hear it? Number 6.
All righty.
Shining in.
sing some more, but before we do, let's just ask the Lord to help us. We need His help even with singing. So let's bow our heads and have a little talk with the Lord Jesus before we go any farther. Dear loving God, our Father, we give thanks this morning for the one who died for sinners, one who we've been singing about, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that this morning He may be exalted and we may be humbled. We know, Lord, that Thy desire is to save and to bless. And we pray for every boy. And we pray for every girl that's here this morning. May they see, never before, may they see their need of the Lord Jesus and just receive Him by faith in their hearts. We ask Thy help and wisdom. Pray for Thy word wherever it's told forth this morning. We give thanks in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I think we'll have two more songs and then we're going to see if anybody has a memory verse. And it must be a girl's turn this time. So do we have a girl who has a song? There's a girl.
41.
That sounded good and clear. 41. I was hoping we'd get to this back page because I was planning on saying we're going to sing until we've had at least two from the back page and we could be singing all morning. So here's one from the back page. 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children to sing their all forgiveness and the anthems ring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. In shining robes of spotless white, this one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joy.
Number 40.
There's our second one from the back page, so we can feel free to stop singing any time. Thanks. Jesus loves me, this I know. And we sing the first verse, of course. We're going to stop and we're going to find out how to do some action on the chorus. After the first verse. We'll sing first verse and chorus first.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
already caught on to what's coming next. When we get to the chorus, I thought it'd be fun if we could try to do it like a deaf person would do. We didn't know how to speak, but they could see. So when we get to the chorus, it's yes, just like your hand is saying yes. And Jesus is the nail prints. Jesus is like this. And loves, I believe, is like this in the heart. And me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. And some of you probably know this better than me, so I'm probably getting some wrong, but you can correct me after. And then the Bible is Jesus' book. So it's Neil Prince's book. The Bible tells me so. You think you can do that? We'll all try it together and see how we do on the chorus. So here's the second verse now.
Jesus loves me, who died for heaven's sake.
I was staying over at Art Nelson's, and
He didn't know a verse over there either. So nobody could tell me what the verse was. But I hope somebody knows it, because I'd like to find out what it is. It's going to help me out, Mike. You'd like to start? Would you say it in here for me? Okay, just come on up here. Hold this in your hand, say it right into that mic. So everybody can hear it. Okay. Dave's right. I can't help you.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they give unto them eternal life, and they never perish, and none unplucks them out of my hand. John 10:27-28.
Very good.
That was a long one, and I'm glad you knew it.
Now everybody knows what the verse is. Because of the time, it's kind of short. We're just going to have one more say it. And maybe, oh my, look at all the hands. I'll tell you what we will do. We'll have one more say it, and we'll all say it together. Would you like to say it for us?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and neither shall any perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:27-28.
Very good. Thank you very much. Now let's all say it together so nobody feels that they're left out. Okay. You want to lead us? You start us out. Steve, hear my voice. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:27-28. Very good. I didn't do very good on that one myself. I remember a couple of years ago when I was in Grand Rapids, I asked the boys and girls who wanted to say the verse first. And of course, one or two put their hand. They wanted to be first. Young Cameron, he said the verse first. And he did a good job of it. I can't even remember what the verse was now, but it was the verse that the Lord Jesus said when he was down here. So after they said their verses, I was talking a little bit about it, and I said, who said that? And I was thinking that the Lord had said it when he was here. So Cameron's hand shot up like this right away, and I said, Cameron, who said that? I did, he said. Well, he was right. He just said it. So, I said, good, Cameron, you did say it. I said, but I was thinking, who said it first? No. I was thinking way back. Right? Who said it first? Cameron's hand shot up. I said, I did! No. Well, he was right again. He said it first. Nice to be anxious, isn't it, to quote the Word of God. I hope that boys and girls always love to quote God's precious Word. What a wonderful book it is. Well, there's a verse in the Bible, and it's in Luke chapter 19. The verse is a story. We're not going to read the whole story because time is a little short. Somebody told me that I'd go by that clock over there. Anyway, Luke 19, and I think some of you boys and girls probably already know the story in Luke 19. If you do, put up your hand. What's the story in Luke 19? Anybody that's 12 or under? What's the story in Luke 19? Zacchaeus, exactly right. You're good. Luke 19. And I'm not going to read the whole story. I only want one verse. Luke 19. And verse 5. have some boy read the whole verse for us. Luke 19, verse 5. All right. Would you read for us? We can hear you clear.
And when Jesus came to the palace, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Make haste and come down. Those are the words that I was thinking about. Where was Zacchaeus when he heard those words? Where was he? He was in a tree. He thought it would be better for him to get up a little higher. And we all tend to think that, you know, we want to get ourselves up. We want to get ourselves up higher. But the Lord said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. I need to come down. And, you know, that's a little word that I think all of us could learn something from. Make haste and come down. You know, at school, they tell you to make something of yourself. Get up there in that tree and climb the ladder and be somebody and be a big hero. Make something of yourself. The Lord is saying to you this morning, make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. Tell us in the next chapter, or the chapter before, everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know, I believe, boys and girls, that's very important. Just the opposite of what you learn in school, just the opposite of what you learn in the world, the Lord Jesus says if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. So Zacchaeus, he climbed up to that tree, and of course he wanted to get a good view. And that's nice. I'm still a boy at heart, and I always loved to climb trees. Don't find so many anymore as I used to. But I've always liked to climb trees. How many boys like to climb? Girls don't climb trees, do they? How many girls like to climb trees? Oh, look at that. The girls like to climb trees, too, don't they? It is fun to climb trees. Zacchaeus climbed a tree, but the Lord told him to get down out of it. I've been told that before, too. Somebody else's plum tree. Get down out of it. Well, I don't think the Lord said it that way. Zacchaeus, the Lord knew just where he was. He wanted to bless him. Before he could bless him, he had to come down. No, that's not the way that we naturally think. We think we want to get ahead in this world. We want to get a blessing. We want to get something for ourselves. We've got to make an effort and we've got to climb. You get older and tell you to climb the corporate ladder. Get a big wheel. Well, the Lord said, Zacchaeus, come down, because he wanted a blessing. No, that's the way of blessing. Now, there was another man in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we won't take time to turn to 2 Kings chapter 5, and he wanted a blessing, and he came with a great big chariot of horses and servants, and he had gold and silver and changes of ring and all these things. He was way up. He was an important man. And he got the message from God's prophet was, go up a little higher, work a little harder, and you'll make the top. That was the message. What was the message? What did the prophet say to Naaman? Anybody have an idea? Doesn't that be a very word? Somebody have? Yeah, what was it? You're exactly right. Go wash in Jordan. Good for you. And
did Naaman say, oh, sounds like a good plan. I think I'll do it. Yeah, he was looking for some great thing to happen. He thought this prophet would come out and he'd strike his hand into the place and say some wonderful magic words and poof! Oh boy, he was just thinking it was going to be some wonderful event. The prophet just sent a servant out and said, you got to go down. Right down to Jordan, the river. Jordan, dirty old river. He was real happy about that one. He said, oh, yes, sir, I'm going right away. He didn't say that. He was angry. He said, behold, I thought, that's the trouble. This world, we think we always think wrong unless thoughts come from God's word. So Naaman went away in a rage. He didn't want to go down. He was a man who was used to going up, up. He had probably had stripes, badges, all that. He was a great warrior. He had worked his way to the very top of the Syrian army. Now comes the message. You know what, boys and girls? You're going to go up to be with the Lord in glory. Back down. That's repentance. Oh, the Apostle Paul, he preached two things. He tells us in Acts 20. Was it struggling hard to get to the top? Maybe you get a degree in your name. All this, what was the first thing? Two things Paul preached, and maybe we'd have to ask somebody over. The first one was repentance toward God. That's going down. That's going down. Saying, yes, Lord, I'm saved. I need you to say. That's what the Lord is saying, is that he's come down. Make haste and come down. The Lord would say to your heart and mind, you're not saved, he says, make haste and come down. The world say, work hard and go up. Or just make haste and come down. Have you ever been at Jesus' feet? That's the place of blessing. Jesus' feet, come down. And it's toward God, faith. In what I can do in my strength and my power, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever asked the Lord Jesus to wash away your sin? Well, it's a wonderful thing to come down. Come down to Jesus' feet and have your sin washed away. That's repentance. Man exalt himself and be cast down by the elders. But if you humble yourself and go down. In fact, the Bible says, unless you come as a little child, you'll not enter the kingdom of God. And now in Jesus. If you ever ask the Lord Jesus, told you were a sinner and you want to be saved, oh, he'll live. When he comes, you go up. Quickly will I. Some of them were just talking about it before the Sunday school started. How quickly. In the twinkling of an eye, then the Lord. You, the Lord, the Lord. What did the Lord say to John in the book of Revelation? He said, come up hither. Come up hither. Well, that's what I'm waiting for. The Lord Jesus is going to say to every boy and girl whose sins are washed away, those who've gone down at Jesus' feet as a sinner, receive.
receive his salvation. He's saying, come up in there. Take us home to glory. What a wonderful, wonderful time that would be to be with the Lord Jesus. You know, when I was a boy, I liked to climb. I see the time has passed. I'll tell you a little story. Anyway, guess I'll be forgiven, I hope. I think so. Anyway, when I was a small boy, I can't even remember this. I was so small. But my dad and mom told me quite a few times. And I liked to climb. I was still in diapers, just barely toddling. And we had a leak in the roof in our house, and my dad got the ladder out, two-story house, got the ladder out against the roof, way up on the roof, fixing the roof. And as he was working on the roof, he saw a little head come over the edge of the roof. It was me. I wanted to get up. I didn't like this business about going down. I liked to go up. So as a little tiny toddler, I managed up that ladder two stories high, and when my head beeped over the edge of that roof, my dad got a little excited. But he didn't tell me to make haste and get down, because he was right there and he took me down. Anyway, let's be willing to go down. What a wonderful Savior we have, who wants to bring us up to glory. If we're willing to go down at his feet, he'll forgive our sins, give us new life, and take us home. Then we'll really go up to be with the Lord Jesus. Have you bent down so that you can go up? There's a lot more in the Bible about going down and going up too. But our time is gone. Maybe we can sing one more quick little song before we close in prayer. Okay, ooh, did we have a boy last or a girl? I think we had a boy last, so is there another girl that would like a song? Oh boy, we got lots of boys. The boys outnumber the girls here. I'm going to have to look a little farther back to find the girl. Are you a girl? I thought you were a boy. Oh, well, okay, maybe we'll have to have a boy after all. All these boys. Got to be a short one. Well, we're short enough. Do you have one yet? What one would you like? Probably just say one verse.
46.
Thank you, 46. Oh, it's only one verse long. So we'll sing the first and the last.
Glad day I need I
up and down these rows, we see bright, happy boys and girls. But we don't know, Lord, which ones in these rows have been down at thy feet and had their sins forgiven. Oh, Lord, if there's any here this morning who are still in their own efforts seeking to climb, to exalt themselves, may they be abased. And may they find the Savior and be ready to be taken up to the heights of glory in that moment when the Savior comes. We ask thy blessing. We commend the remainder of the day into thy loving hands, giving thanks in Jesus' most worthy and precious name. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to ask you to pass your hymn sheets to the two center aisles here so we can pick them up easily. And I don't see the Sunday school papers here yet, but, oh, there they are. We'll put them on the table and you can come get your own papers. Oh. A pair of glasses here was found, so I'll set them on the table here. Or maybe I'll keep them. You can come get them from me. The next meeting is the breaking of bread at 10:30. I would like to ask that you please try to be seated in about 12 minutes. Start taking your seats in time. There are some refreshments in the cafeteria right now, too, some coffee and